A former soldier left a tetraplegic due to a Defence Force failure has been given a formal apology and compensation 31 years after the incident. George Nepata received a formal apology this morning and an ex gratia payment for the injuries he received during a training exercise in 1989. Marnie Dunlop reports.
The apology and compensation comes after years of tireless campaigning by the whānau, after George Nepata was left a tetraplegic after dropping off a stretcher he was being carried on during a training exercise in Singapore 30 years ago. In a separate incident, his brother Damien received burns to 40% of his body in 1994 when the tank he was driving crashed, rolled and caught fire in Waiuru. Damien Nepata says despite successive governments failing to accept recommendations to provide compensation and an apology, they were never going to give up.
Both of us understood that actually this is a fight that needs, it's worth fighting, and we knew it was going to come to a natural conclusion at some point, but that was going to be once we were satisfied that everything that could be done had been done.
Damien and George received a formal apology from the Defence Minister, Ron Mark. However, only George received an undisclosed amount of compensation, something Damien Nepata is not concerned about and says he is over the moon for his brother.
What it means for him and his whānau now is that he doesn't have to worry so much about retirement. He's coming close to retirement age very soon, and he's going to lose his ACC income support. He's going to have to live off the superannuation, national superannuation. So this is going to make a hell of a difference to the quality of his life in those final years, and for his whānau as well.
Over the years, two select committees agreed that George Nepata had been mistreated, but when that went to two different cabinets, neither took up the recommendations. 7 years ago, the Māori Affairs Select Committee recommended that the then Defence Minister, Jonathan Coleman, authorise ex gratia payments for Damien and George Nepata. Defence Minister Ron Mark told me the family was failed by that decision and now things have changed. Back in 2013, the government was recommended to give compensation to Mr. Nepata, but the Defence Minister at the time refused, saying they'd already received the ACC and defence benefit. But what's changed since 2013, since the Defence Minister at the time had that stance?
Well, the difference is I'm the Minister. And the difference is that I do understand the military world and the training environment and the obligations that lay with every officer and every NCO who are charged with the responsibility of caring for their junior soldiers. And to me, it's very clear, it was very, very clear from 1996 when I sat on that select committee and first heard their petition that the military had failed, the army had failed in its obligations.
Mr. Mark says the issue of setting a precedent has been a constant factor when this case has been considered over the years. But he says the basis of the decision is the government has a moral obligation, not a legal one, and it stands on its own merits. For Checkpoint, this is Marnie Dunlop.